Welcome back to Manifestival, formerly known as Raw Vegan Lens. Let's give this a whirl. Let's go. So on Saturday, I manifested 21 orange cars, and I started at like maybe 1 p.m. So less than 12 hours. I did take my dog for a long walk. I just let her go wherever she wanted to go. And on Sunday, I was inside cleaning most of the day because we have a dog sitter coming because we're traveling this weekend. And I was worried that that wouldn't give me the results that I was hoping for in manifesting orange butterflies because I wasn't outside very much. But there you go, like thinking like that's how I'm going to see them. I didn't see any live butterflies, orange butterflies yesterday, but I did see 7 orange butterflies, 4 of which were on a mug sitting right on my desk. And I hadn't even noticed before that there were orange ones on there. And the others were outside on things. So that was a fun experiment. And I also wrote about being happy and grateful. I wrote a full page of that in my gratitude book that I had been so abundant and seen so many orange butterflies, wondering if that would help. And then I also listened to, I think it was maybe 800 hertz music to manifest and be abundant while I was writing. And before and after, I listened to it for a little while too, just to, I don't know, play around with the experiment a little more. So that was fun. I'm done with, babying myself through my tooth extraction. So it's still healing really well. And I know it would have healed even better, even faster, had I been raw all weekend, but I'm raw now. I got up and made my favorite smoothie. It is from one of her books, Melissa Maris's books, Raw Food Romance. So it's a grape candy smoothie. It's 2 cups of frozen organic strawberries, 3 cups of red grapes, the juice of a whole lemon, and 1 banana. And it is so good. It's no joke. It tastes like candy. That's why she calls it grape candy smoothie, I bet. I am podcasting from the car this morning. And just after dropping an episode over the weekend. But I just feel like more excited about podcasting now, about doing episodes. Because this is a fun experiment to see if I can manifest the raw vegan life that I have wanted. I mean, I've thought about it a lot, but there are also a lot of other thoughts, and they're contradictory thoughts that I know keep me from succeeding. So thinking of this as an experiment makes it more fun. Changing the type of podcast it is makes it more fun for me. I mean, think about it. For the last several years, I've mostly been reporting to you about how I was not succeeding at doing what the whole podcast was supposed to be about. Like, you know, would you listen to somebody who checked in every week? Like, still not every week, but, you know, every once in a while, still not an astronaut, still not, still not in space, still not, you know, not getting there, not achieving my goals. Like, I wouldn't listen to that podcast, I don't think. You want to hear people succeed. You want to be inspired. You want to know it's possible. Like, even after, you know, a lot of mishaps and mistakes, you want to know it's still possible. I want to know that. I want to know it's still possible. And I believe it is. And especially with this tool, like really putting more energy and thought and love into thinking about a raw vegan life and what that looks like, and making it look fun for myself and challenging and like a game. I love games. So that's the plan. And for those of you who are like, I'm out, that's okay. That's all right. Not everybody embraces law of attraction and manifestation and And that's okay. I'm glad that you were here for the time that you were. And I just think we're going to have a blast with this. And I also want to have you email me stories of things that you have manifested, because I want to share these. There are so many great manifestation stories. And one fell out of my book that I hadn't picked up in quite a while. It was my tickets to the Eiffel Tower from my trip years ago. But when I was talking to my niece, Devin, back in 2022, when I was getting ready to travel again, we were watching a friend's documentary or a friend's film that they'd made, an indie film. And there was something in there about Paris. And she said, ooh, I wonder if you can, she said, I wonder if there are any animal sits in Paris. And so I started looking it up and just started thinking about it. And there were some in France. I don't know if there were some in Paris at the time. Yes, there were. But more importantly, the next day I was organizing my car because it had all my things for solo travel packed in it. And I was just better organizing. And my old ticket from several years earlier, this was 2022. I bet that was from 2014, fell out of a book. And not just that ticket, inside it was another one. For some reason I printed two and forgotten. And so it was like, oh, here's another ticket to the Eiffel Tower. And that just was so cool because it was the very next day. And I was like, I am manifesting another trip to Paris. I ended up not going because I hurt my back in Hawaii and I got scared that it was something serious. And I was afraid to go abroad by myself with an injury. It turned out to be nothing and it healed okay. But yeah, I let fear get the best of me in that. I did buy the ticket though. I remember I was dog sitting in California for some friends and I saw that there was a great price on a ticket, and the price was $5.55 to Paris, and I found a dog sit there, and in the south of France. $5.55, the angel number, is great adventures lie ahead. So I was like, this is it. This is my ticket. I did it. And I put it on a credit card. I remember them looking at each other like, oh, she seems to be doing okay now. Like, I don't know what that look was, but yeah, anyway, not gonna linger on that. So I did manifest that. By the way, just to backtrack a little, when I went to Paris for one day with my old roommate, I married myself at the Eiffel Tower, which sounds super narcissistic probably to some people, but it wasn't like that at all. It was me it was kind of an experiment. I was breaking the pattern, kind of a manifestation experiment now that I think about it. I was breaking a pattern of unhealthy relationships with men. By marrying myself, by choosing myself, like Margaret Cho talks about. So I chose me and just said a few things to myself, just her as my witness, halfway up the Eiffel Tower, not the tip top level. Weren't able to get tickets for that, but I thought, oh, that's because I'm going to come back and marry someone else maybe up top. I don't know if that will happen. I don't know that I need that to happen, really. I just am glad that I did that because it worked. In a few months, I met Gabe, and yeah, it has been the healthiest relationship of my life. So that is the whole Paris, France manifestation kind of experiment that happened. And I just thought of that because that fell out of the book again last night. Interesting. Wow, maybe I should work on that experiment again and going back there. I'll have to think about that. I also manifested something little, and it may seem silly and simple to you, but it was a big deal to me. I have a plant that was really not doing well, Lily. She's a peace lily. And now she's doing really, really well. And this has been another experiment, actually. I have been talking to my plants and playing music for them. I've talked to you about this, giving them fertilizer and placing them better in the light and actually acquiring more plants. I got a cactus for my birthday with three little babies, and three is my lucky number because I'm an August 3rd baby. And I have three plants that aren't doing so great, but three that are just going bananas. So Lily is starting to become much more full again. We got her a bigger pot. I kept telling her I was going to get her a bigger pot. I talked to them through the dowsing rods also and asked everybody what they needed. And she really wanted a bigger pot, and she deserved one. She needed one. She's been with us for a long time, and she used to be a big plant, and she had gotten much smaller. Now she's growing leaves like crazy. And I just kept moving her a little higher towards the window, and which she seems to love. And so does the philodendron, Phil and Phil Jr. He's trying to get out the window. Literally, like, found his way under the blinds and is trying to get out. It's pretty cute. But Lily, I wanted her up higher, and I didn't have anything that looked nice to set her on. I'd gotten her up a little higher on top of a little storage bin that didn't look nice, and just kept thinking, I need to go look for that, but I have a lot more important things I've got to get done before the dog sitter comes on Friday. Our awesome dog sitter, Ashley. And I took the garbage out, and there was this, it's like a storage box also, but like faux leather on the outside and deeper, taller. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's it. I'll just turn that upside down. And that's what I did. She's closer to the light yet. Not quite up to the window height, but a good, you know, 6-7 inches higher, and it looks fine. It looks good. So that was just, isn't that funny? Like, something so simple, but I just not even consciously put it out there that, like, universe, send me this. I just was thinking about it and picturing her being higher up, closer to the window, and ding, my wish was granted, and there it was. So that was fun. So I just want to share big things, little things. You know, I've manifested a good little lottery win, like $200, not too long ago. Managed all but one number. And I've won a few times this past week with just like matching one number, which is only like a dollar or two here and there. But it's consistent. It's becoming very consistent. So we'll see how that goes also. Short podcast today. Don't usually podcast from the car. Sorry about the noise. But, you know, I do this podcast the way I want. I don't edit. I don't add music or, you know, we're just shooting straight from the hip here. And I thought it'd be fun to check in and let you know how my little experiment went. And how my tooth is healing up, and that I'm raw today, and I'm experimenting with manifesting the raw life that I want. And maybe that's been the missing piece all along. I really am starting to think it has been, because I was very focused on it being hard, when actually that smoothie this morning was super easy. Took me 5 minutes, and it's my favorite smoothie, and it's so good, and I'm starting the day off great. I focused a lot on worry about not having the resources to stay raw. I focused on worrying about upcoming social events and how I was going to navigate those, and imagining missing out, imagining the FOMO. I was, now that I think about it, I does imagine missing out on good treats. And that's really not true. By staying raw, I'm missing out on heart disease. I'm missing out on cancer. I'm missing out on diabetes. And that is fine with me. So let's just stay on this path. I heard from my raw buddy in the UK, Erica, today. And we don't get to talk as much because we've been so busy lately. Her with her projects there and me with this new job really just takes up so much of my focus for most of the day. But yeah, I've got to focus on that job, a new development in that job going smoothly. That's what I need to do right now on the rest of my way to work. So I'm going to do that. You guys focus on what you want to go smoothly today and how smoothly it's going to go, what that's going to look like and feel like, and how fun that's going to be, and how refreshing that's going to be, and how happy that's going to make you, all right? And you could have done a lot of things with these 16 minutes, but you're here with me, and I really appreciate that. Love you guys.